Yeah, good question. This is something which a lot of the international guys ask. Should you upload videos for your country in your language, or should you just do it in English? I personally believe you should do it for your country, because you're saying that the market is smaller there, the pond is smaller. Being a big fish in a small pond to begin with is way, way better. Because who are you competing with right now? Within 6 months or 12 months, you can be the biggest face of self-improvement in your entire country. All of the rewards go to you. 6 months or 12 months in the English worldwide category, you might get 500 subscribers. Who's going to watch you? 5 years and you become really, really good in that niche. Okay, sweet. Worldwide, you can start to gain some traction. But if you're not super advanced right now, the smaller niche that you pick, the better. When I first started off, sure, it was in English, but I only made videos on dopamine detoxing, like this specific activity that people were doing once a week in self-improvement. It's where, like, for 24 hours, you don't use technology. And I only made videos on that, and I got known as, like, this guy who just was doing well in dopamine detox. People are speaking about me, and suddenly I'm kind of like this big person in this small pond. If I just started making videos on self-improvement in general, or on fitness in general, I'd be a nobody right now. So what I'm saying is that at the beginning of your stages, having a small market is actually a good thing. Because like you said, there's no competition. Make 100 good videos, keep improving over the next year. You will be like literally the king of this category. With something like language, I probably wouldn't change it over time. Maybe you could eventually make a new channel where you show more English things, but even in 1 year, let's say you've dominated this category, you've got 10,000, 50,000 subscribers, there's barely any other self-improvement YouTubers in your country. Fantastic. Anyone in your country who searches, which is still millions of people who searches for self-improvement, for fitness, for meditation, they'll see you. That means you dominate. That means that all of the money, the attention, the eyeballs, the watch time, the views, the subscribers is yours. To already have that success and then suddenly start making videos in English is a huge change. That's why I wouldn't do it. I would say continue making videos like this forever. There's no need to change it. This is an element of greed, I would say, where you're thinking, wait, I could get millions of subscribers, but that's not enough. What if I could get, even more if I targeted the entire world? Sure, but having a few million subscribers is fucking awesome. Do you need more? Like you're going to be making like probably $1 million a year at your max in this country. Do you really need more with a huge, like a significant less likelihood of achieving it, but with a bigger payoff? Sometimes you can take that bet, but the thing is, if your likelihood and also cap of success is very high as it is here, you can still make over $1 million a year in your niche, in your country. Why sacrifice more of a certain thing which has still got a huge payout for way less of a certain thing which has got, sure, a bigger payout, but it's like going from 1 million to 10 million is not going to change your life. You've already started to get what's called product market fit. This means that what you're producing, people already like. When you get that, it's usually best to continue that wave than it is to quickly change up for no good reason. Because right now you're posting shorts and you're also posting the long videos as well. Fantastic. What's the need to change? Post a short every single day. Post a long video 1 or 2 times a week. Shorts are gaining you this brain dead audience. But there's still a little bit of an audience. Some of those guys will go on to watch the long videos. And the long videos is actually developing the core audience. It's developing some of these guys to learn about you, to like you, so that they hear your story and they're more invested into you. The best strategy these days is probably doing both at the same time. I can't really do it. This is why you don't see me post shorts, because I've been so against short form content. But if I wasn't as outspoken against like the dopamine stuff, 100% I'd be uploading a short every single day without fail, and also doing 1 or 2 or 3 long form videos per week.